Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Wow, I just got my bonus.
Yeah, you did. With JCPenney bonus bucks.
It's basically a holiday.
Close. It's Black Friday in July.
Now what can my bonus buy me?
Almost anything. Combine your JCPenney bonus bucks with 60% off JCPenney exclusive brands.
Hurry in Thursday through Sunday to shop Black Friday in July. Plus, earn while you shop. Spend $50, earn $10 in JCPenney bonus bucks. Earn today, spend today. JCPenney. Style and value for all. Conditions and exclusions apply. See store jcp.com/bonusbucks for details.
This show is for college recruiting fans.
What a run! He's got a lane! Wow! Touchdown! What an athlete!
The inside story on the Ducks, the Beavers, the national recruiting scene, and high school prospects across Oregon and Southwest Washington. This is Recruiting with Andrew Nemec, the Oregon Live and Oregonian recruiting expert players, coaches, and fans follow.
Ooh-wee.
Recruiting with Andrew Nemec on 1080 The Fan.
Hello and welcome to Recruiting with Andrew Nemec on 1080 The Fan. Loaded show today. Absolutely loaded. A new commitment that involves both the Ducks and Beavers. Mase Funa, the nation's number 5 outside linebacker, is traveling to Eugene. And he said he's planning on doing the show as long as we don't hit him at a time when he doesn't have cell reception. So we're going to give it a go. There is a chance we hit him in a gray spot. And then the nation's number 5 pro-style quarterback, Hank Bachmeier, strongly considering Oregon State. He's visited once. He plans on visiting again, and he may commit late in the summer. Oregon State in pretty good shape to potentially land the nation's number 5 pro-style quarterback. And when we talked about that Jonathan Smith-Eyer, one of the things I mentioned was he can recruit quarterbacks. And in the Pac-12, you're always a really good quarterback away. Even when you're bad, you can potentially be one good quarterback away from being able to battle with teams. It's an offensive league. Can Hank Bachmeier be the guy? We're going to talk to him. We're going to see if he set up that visit and see if he's nearing a commitment date. Also, it's the Oregon spring game this weekend, which means Oregon is hosting unofficial visitors. And their list is loaded. It might be, and I say might because it seems like lately, since Willie Taggart came in and then Willie Taggart left and now Cristobal's there, Oregon's had a number of these weekends where we've seen 30, 40, 50 guys come to town, and 20 to 25 of them are 4- and 5-star prospects. So we got to go over who's visiting. And we'll do that here in a second. But first, today, Oregon State announced the signing of 3-star tight end, defensive end Tegan Quatoriano. He's a 3-star prospect. There were 7 4-star prospects in the state of Oregon, but I had Tegan as a top 5 guy in the state. 6'7", 250 pounds. As a junior in basketball, he led the state in points and rebounds per game. So he is an elite athlete. He's a little bit raw on the football field, but an elite athlete. He was expected to sign during the early signing period with Oregon. Didn't end up doing that. Was expected to sign during the traditional signing period. Didn't end up doing that. I do think it's fair to speculate about whether or not his Oregon offer was still committable. But in terms of Oregon State getting Tegan Quatoriano, he's absolutely beyond any shadow of a doubt the top in-state commitment they signed last year. He's the 4th one, but I do feel that if Tegan would have let his recruitment play out and he didn't have a lot of other things going on in his life, there is potential that he would have had 8 to 15 scholarship offers. Really like that addition for Oregon State. And we keep looking over their list of visitors. I see this almost on a daily basis. You see kids tweeting that they're visiting Oregon State for a spring practice. They've constantly got in-state kids visiting. And this weekend's not even their spring game. This weekend is the weekend before the spring game. And they've got 15 to 20 kids, in-state kids, visiting campus. I think Jonathan Smith has done a remarkable job at quickly building in-state interest. You talk to these kids, and they say, and they take some pride in, I'm invited to a Pac-12 school, I'm invited to Oregon State, and I believe Jonathan Smith and Mike Riley can turn it around. It's impressive, and I've been very critical. In Oregon State, we had Vincent Genta, the recruiting coordinator, on the show, and he said as much. I said, you know, I've been very, very critical of you guys. And he said, yes, you have. Yes, you have. And I know it sounds like I'm flip-flopping here. I'm really not. There are some very basic things you can do. And one of them is invite kids to campus. Make them feel like a priority. Make them feel like they matter. And this spring, Jonathan Smith has done that. No more recruiting Texas. No more recruiting Florida. We're done with that. We're going to recruit the West Coast, and we're going to make in-state kids a priority. Is it working? Well, they got Tegan Quatoriano. They got Anthony Gould, the West Salem athlete, one of the fastest kids in the entire country. They got Clackamas defensive lineman Kelson Hennessy, who visited Oregon, has an offer from Cal, potential to add a four-star. They are doing a really good job. But even that right now does not compare to what Oregon is bringing this weekend. And that group is absolutely, undoubtedly headlined by Kayvon Thibodeau. Stumbled on the name. Gosh dang it. Kayvon Thibodeau, the nation's number one prospect, a defensive end. If you're going to turn things around at Oregon, and I think Cristobal wants to make them a perennial contender in the Pac-12 again, to do that, part of what he wants to do is beef up things in the trenches. Get a bigger offensive line. Get a bigger defensive line. And he's going to do that. I think he's going to do that. Getting Kayvon Thibodeau on campus is a nice step. Will they get him? I don't know. But they got him on campus. Jaden Daniels, the nation's number two dual threat quarterback, is going to be on campus. Oregon's got a shot at that kid. I think he's the number one quarterback on their board. Michael Johnson Jr., the Sheldon quarterback's the nation's number four dual threat quarterback. They're also rumored to be hosting another top 5 to 6 dual threat quarterback, although that young man is waiting on confirmation, potentially, until he either arrives or doesn't arrive on campus. So they could potentially have three of the nation's top 6 dual threat quarterbacks on campus. The nation's number one all-purpose running back, Sean Dollars. We had him on the show in March. He said, Oregon is on top for me. Even with the coaching change, they've never taken their foot off the gas and they are on top for me. He announced his top 6 just yesterday. I think there's an outside chance he commits to Oregon this weekend. I'm not guaranteeing that by any stretch, but I think there's a decent chance. 4-star outside linebacker Massey Funa, who hopefully we're going to get at a good cell phone reception spot. The nation's number 5 outside linebacker. He is going to be in town. And not only that, but if I had to pick a kid that was going to commit this weekend, he would be my number one pick. I think Massey Funa potentially commits to Oregon this weekend. If he does, he will be the highest rated linebacker committed in the history of the program. And to give you an idea, they've had very good classes the last couple years. We've talked about that on the show a tremendous number of times. If Massey Funa commits, he would be one of the top 3 defensive prospects they've got a commitment from in the last 3 or 4 years. He's that special. He's a special athlete. Jaron Mangum, a 4-star running back from Michigan. He has all the offers, 40 offers, Alabama, Miami, Michigan. It seems like everybody in the country has offered this kid. He's only rated the nation's number 23 running back, but he is exactly what Cristobal wants. Yes, he's got the smaller backs. He needs a bigger back. Jaron Mangum, 6'2", 210-pound bruiser that you could potentially pair with Sean Dollars. He came out with his top 16, top 12 this week. I think there's a chance he commits to Oregon this weekend. Would I guarantee it? Absolutely not. But I think there's a chance. I also think they might get Trujillo, the 3-star defensive back. He's looking at Oregon State. He's looking at Colorado. But Oregon would love to get his commitment early. A nice, long, fluid athlete with offers from all over the Pac-12. He's another one. Massey Funa and Trujillo, the 3-star defensive back, are the two guys I'm really, really watching potentially for commitments this weekend. So, loaded show, loaded weekend. We've got a lot to get to, and hopefully we get to Massey Funa next on Recruiting with Andrew Nemec on 1080 The Fan.
From 5 stars to unknown prospects, we cover them all. From Oregon Live, this is Recruiting with Andrew Nemec on 1080 The Fan.
Good grief. That's the score at halftime of the Blazer game. Pelicans 64, Blazers 45.
Yeah, it's not good. It's not good.
If I'd have told you before the series that the Blazers would lose the first 2 games in kind of embarrassing fashion at home, and then in game 3 they'd get slapped, what would you put the odds on that of happening?
1,000 to 1. I did not expect it to happen one iota. I if anything, I thought, well, they might lose a game at home. It's still going to be a close series, but I never in a million years thought they would lose both games at home, play pretty poorly in both of them, although still have a chance to win at the end and mess that up too, of both of them. And then in game three, which is a desperation three game for them, just get destroyed.
Yeah, I don't fully understand what happened. The Pelicans entered the series as the number one team in the NBA defensively against the pick and roll. And then the Blazers seemed absolutely married to the pick and roll for the first two games. And when you're the Blazers, you need Damian Lillard to create for you. You need Damian Lillard to be the guy that gets the offense started. But when you run the pick and roll, you let the defense dictate what's going to happen for you. Do we have Masai Fun on the line?
We do.
Masai, we finally got you, man. How you doing?
What's up? I'm doing good. How are you?
Good, man. You made me nervous. You made me sweat it out. So we got you in a place that we can hear you good. How are things? And are you ready to make this trip to Eugene?
Yes, sir. Things are going good right now. Just ready to leave the house, go meet up with Keon.
For folks who don't know, Keon Ware-Hudson obviously committed to Oregon just earlier this month. You are strongly considering the Ducks. Where are you at in terms of your recruitment? Do you feel like you're getting close to a decision? Do you feel like you're going to take until the end of your senior year? How are things shaking out for you?
So recently I've been talking with my parents, and we're close to putting out a top five, but I think I should be ready to commit soon.
Realistically, if this visit goes well with the Ducks, is there any chance potentially that they become your leader? I mean, would they be the team to beat with a strong visit here?
Actually, yes, sir. They would be.
What are you looking forward to out of this trip in Eugene? Everybody kind of hears about the facilities, or they hear about the uniforms. What is the thing that you're most excited about seeing in Eugene?
What I'm most excited to see about in Eugene is just what the coaches have to offer me and what the program has to offer me, not only for when I go there, but also for the long run.
I don't know if you've heard this stat. If you were to pick Oregon, now I'm not saying you will. If you do, you'd be the highest rated linebacker in program history. What would that mean to you potentially?
I just feel like an accomplishment after all that I've gone through with my parents and all the training that I've gone through.
Oregon's obviously experienced a coaching change. Some schools have been recruiting you for a couple years. How was Oregon able to transition from the old staff to the new staff and stay a program that's in the mix for you? Was that pretty seamless, or did you feel things pick up a bunch under Cristobal?
Well, as some people know, Oregon has been my dream school since I was a little kid growing up, just watching Oregon. And their football team just always stood out to me. And so even with the coaching change, I still thought that Oregon would still be a top school for me.
We're talking to four-star outside linebacker Masai Funa. He is visiting Oregon this weekend. He is nearing a decision. Not ready to commit just yet, considering a top five, but Oregon's certainly in there. You go to Modern Day, and for a long time, Modern Day has been a pipeline for USC. Keon is committed to Oregon. You called Oregon a dream school. What is it about the Ducks that suddenly some of these kids from California are giving them a real strong look?
I think it's just the love that the coaches are showing to the players more. Talking with Keon, he said that Oregon has been the only school that's been really in contact with him, especially throughout his injury. He felt that Oregon really wanted him more than other schools, just because other schools rarely talked to him through his injury this past year. So, yeah, I think it's just all throughout the coaching and the way they talk to their recruits.
Who's been your primary recruiter at Oregon, and what is that relationship like?
Well, it's been a mix between Coach Salvea, Coach Levitt, Coach Dennison, and Coach Cristobal.
How unique is that? I know some programs kind of have a primary recruiter. I keep hearing that from recruits. Almost every recruit I talk to that's being recruited by Oregon names 4, 5, 6 primary recruiters. Is that a unique approach, and what does that tell you when Oregon is talking to you with so many different coaches?
You know, that just really sticks out to me. Just like what Keon said, it just shows how much love the coaches have for all their players. And, you know, just the way they talk to me, Coach Salavera always sending me good morning texts with little quotes of inspiration. And same thing with Coach Dennison and Coach Levitt, always just checking up on me. And then Coach Chris Ball over here just always pushing me, especially with this injury I got. He's always texting me every day, just making sure I know that I'm his guy, and he always, and I'm going to come back better and stronger than before.
So many recruits talk about Coach Salavea and how much they love him. What?
Yeah.
What is it about him that makes him so special? What is it that people, that recruits I talk to, just say, oh, I just, they love him more than a coach. They love him like family.
Yeah, you know, Coach Salavea is always, he's a funny dude. He's, every morning I could always wake up and look at my phone and just see a video that Coach Salavea is always sending us. So I think that's pretty funny to me. You can see that he's always out there with the boys, just working out, even on his own, getting his own little workouts and just showing love to us recruits.
Modern Day has a number of big-time kids, including, you know, obviously Sean Dollars, the nation's number one all-purpose back, Jeremiah Credell, a top 10 corner. How much is Keon, and obviously yourself as well, how much is Keon working on you guys, trying to get you to come with him to Eugene and make it a Modern Day to Eugene pipeline?
You can just tell Keon really wants to get us all up there every day. He's always out there wearing his Oregon jackets and stuff whenever he can, and just talking to us throughout the passing blocks and at lunch and after schools and during football. He's always talking to us about Oregon and how much he really can't wait to get there, and how much he wants us to go there with him so we can keep this brotherhood together.
Modern Day competing for a national championship, I imagine, in your senior year. What would it mean to you guys to win a national championship in your final season?
To win a national championship this my last year, you know, it would be just like another accomplishment, just with all this hard work that not only me, but my teammates and my coaches have been putting in, especially after last year's run. Just, we all know that we got a big, shoes to fill, especially with all our seniors gone. It's time for us upcoming seniors to step it up and just take lead of this team, along with Coach Rallo and his staff, and just believe in them and what they have planned for this year.
We're talking to 4-star outside linebacker Masay Funa visiting Oregon this weekend. What's left for you on the recruiting trail? Obviously, a visit to Oregon this weekend. Do you have any other visits planned, or is it possible that you take this Oregon visit and then you kind of slow things down and spend some time with family before making a decision?
Yeah, this Oregon trip is probably the only one I have planned so far. And then after that, we'll see. I'll come back and talk with my parents about it, and then we'll start planning official visits, and hopefully we'll be able to get a commit by summertime.
Sounds good, man. Thank you very much for your time. I really appreciate you
giving
me some time. I know you're busy and getting packed. Are you packed up, ready to go?
Yes, sir. I'm all ready to go.
Good. All right. Well, safe travels. Have fun with Keon, and don't get yourself into any trouble.
Let's go. Let's go Ducks.
All right, Lynch. It's time for that segment. You know what it is.
He's going to Oregon.
You think he's going to Oregon?
I'm not even, dude, come on.
I
did.
That's your first dude, come on.
After that interview, during the interview, he said a couple of things that kind of perked my ear up. The first of which was when you asked the question of what are the coaches talking to you about? And he said, they're talking about the stuff when I'm there and for the future. And that could mean when I'm there this weekend. But I heard that as when I'm there as a player.
Okay.
And the fact that he said that this is the only thing going on recruiting-wise right now for him, that's it, until official visits. Again, Oregon. He said Oregon's his dream school. And he ends the interview with Skoducks.
Yeah.
I rest my case.
I'm not sure.
Judge Lynch, gavel down, rest his case.
I'm not sure of this, but if I had to guess, I would predict, I feel comfortable predicting, Masay Funa will commit to Oregon within the next week. That's where I think he's at. Again, what does that mean? He'd be the highest rated linebacker in the history of the program, the nation's number 83 prospect, the number 5 linebacker. And you start talking about what it means potentially to get inroads in with Modern Day. Modern Day is a national championship contender.
That's USC's school.
That's USC's school. They have the nation's number one all-purpose running back. I've told you already, Sean Dollars. He's been on the show. He says Oregon's on top. There's a chance. This is a special class at Mater Dei. There's a reason they're winning a national title. They've got 4, 5, 6, 4 and 5-star prospects. The headliner is Brew McCoy, the nation's number one athlete. If they were to start the movement, and it starts with Keon Ware-Hudson, who committed, and his story's cool. He got hurt and tore his ACL, missed his junior year, and Oregon just stayed on him. While everybody else backed off, USC backed off thinking they could get better options, Oregon stuck with him. And that meant a lot to him. He's close with Massey Funa. They get Massey Funa, and suddenly he's in the mix. Then Sean Dollars dreamed of going to Oregon, the nation's number one all-purpose running back. If he goes, he's best friends with Jeremiah Cradell. Offers from Alabama, Florida State, all over the place. USC. You could get him to go. And suddenly you've built a modern-day pipeline, the likes of which only USC has ever seen. You look at Mark Helfrich and why he struggled. And as much as in-state recruiting was a problem in his final full recruiting class, he did not land a top 40 prospect in the state of California. When we talk about what happened with Mark Helfrich as a recruiter, the biggest issue isn't that he lost Oregon, because that affects one or two kids. The biggest issue is he absolutely died on the vine recruiting California. Couldn't get a big-time California commitment. Mario Cristobal, it began with Willie Taggart. He deserves some credit. Mario Cristobal and his staff are turning this around. Credit to Coach Salavea. Credit to what they're doing. I think Oregon ends up with Massey Funa, and suddenly you've got a 4-star defensive tackle, a potential top 10 defensive tackle, and a top 5 outside linebacker. Oregon's beefing up things on their defense.
It looks good on paper.
It's always on paper.
Well, I know, but that's the thing is all of us, and especially Oregon fans, are waiting with bated breath to see how good of a coach in game Cristobal and this staff is going to be. There's a question about that.
Absolutely.
Because you saw the staff last year have some issues where you were concerned a little bit about the in-game coaching. You were never concerned about the recruiting. You knew the recruiting was legit, and obviously getting talent of this caliber no matter what will help smooth some rough coaching edges if they do exist. But that's the only question I have is you can get all the great players you want, but if you can't coach a lick, then you're not going to win games to get into a good bowl game or win the Pac-12 for that matter.
And it will matter. Because these modern day kids are going to be in the backyard of USC. And if Oregon struggles and USC has a good year, now it looks like a transition year for USC with Sam Darnold being gone. But if USC has a good year and Oregon doesn't, does that wear on those modern day kids and they eventually flip? I don't know.
Probably.
We don't know. But you're right. Probably. It looks good on paper. You absolutely hammered it. I've said for a long time, Oregon State can improve things by getting a big-time quarterback. They are all in on 4-star quarterback Hank Bachmeyer. He's the nation's number 5 pro-style quarterback. He's been to Oregon State once. He's planning to come again. Could Oregon State be his leader? How in the mix are they? We'll ask him next on Recruiting with Andrew Nimick on 1080 The Fan. Here's Mike with SportsCenter.
Where it happens, Recruiting with Andrew Nimick, featuring Oregon Live and Oregonian recruiting expert Andrew Nimick on 1080 The Fan.
In the Pac-12 conference, you're always a good quarterback away from being a contender. And I think Oregon State is zeroing in on their guy. He's the nation's number 5 pro-style quarterback. He's visited Oregon State once. He may visit them again. He's Hank Bachmeyer, and he joins us now. Hank, thanks for being on the show, man.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
So you've been to Oregon State once. It sounded like you enjoyed it. Plans to visit again, and how serious is your interest in Oregon State?
It's very serious. You interviewed me, last week? And kind of like how I expressed, I have great relationships with the coaches there. And I'm really big on just being comfortable and just the relationships that I've developed with Coach Lindgren and Coach Smith is really big for me. So I'm seriously considering the Beavers.
One of the things that I thought was really interesting from our interview is that you mentioned the plus that comes from having Coach Smith, a quarterback coach, Coach Lindgren, a quarterback coach, and Coach Riley, a quarterback coach, all in the locker room or all on the practice field, able to coach you up, that you have 3 guys who really know quarterback.
Yeah.
Why is that such a big factor, and what do you feel like that could potentially do for you if you were to go to Corvallis?
Well, kind of like just how you explained. I mean, I think it's pretty self-explanatory. Just with those guys' resumes, what they've been able to do for quarterbacks is really develop them and kind of get them to the next level. So obviously for quarterback, that's just, you know, a dream of mine is to try to chase the National Football League. And I think that those three guys really give you a really good opportunity to go and chase that dream. So for them being at Oregon State, it's very appealing for me.
Now, I know that Oregon State really has prioritized you. It seems like they're very much in contact. That's what, something we've talked about. They've also shown that with some of the edits and the graphics they've shown, including a make-it-yourself poster. For people who haven't seen this thing, explain how it got put together and what this thing was that Oregon State sent you to show you that you were a priority.
Yeah, so kind of at the end of my visit, they kind of gave me these pictures, about 40, just 8x11 generic piece of papers, the size. And it was a picture of me that they had taken. And I didn't do anything until I got home. I opened it up, and I had my little 8-year-old brother, Buck, help me out with it. And it took us about a day and a half just because we opened it up late at night, and we finished it the next day. And it's about 7 feet tall, and it's about, 15 of the papers have, you know, letters from the coaches just saying, you know, how bad they want me. And it was just really humbling. And it was a pretty awesome experience just to get that. And that's probably one of the best recruiting tactics that I've probably gotten so far. It was really interesting and it was really neat.
You sent me a photo of it. And the thing I loved, and I hope I'm not embarrassing you here, you wore a Power Ranger shirt. And then we got to talking about cartoons. You're a big time cartoon fan.
I am a big cartoon guy. Yeah.
So what are you watching? I think Oregon State fans need to know. I think this is important.
I mean, I'm a big SpongeBob guy.
Okay.
Scooby-Doo, Power Rangers. You recommended Rick and Morty. I need to check that one out.
Yes.
Ed, and Eddie, anything Cartoon Network, Billy and Mandy, anything. Just kind of growing up, this is just a big attraction for me just because it's funny, makes you laugh, and I just enjoy being happy and having a good time. Not taking things too seriously, yeah.
Does that interest extend into movies? Like Incredibles 2 is coming out. Is that a must-see for you or not really?
Yeah, it's definitely something that I would like to see. I was big into, I don't know if you saw those brackets recently.
Yes.
On Twitter.
So who's your final four? I mean, generally speaking, who are your like four big shows?
You know, it was tough. There was Lion King in there. I like Ratatouille.
Big Ratatouille. Fan.
Cars. There were some tough ones. There was a sports one, too. And I picked Rocky Balboa for that one.
Nice call. Very nice.
Yeah.
So you're the nation's number five quarterback. And one thing I know about quarterbacks when they're highly rated is there's a lot of pressure to commit sooner rather than later because there's kind of a trickle-down effect. One kid commits and then, you know, if it's Alabama and Baylor and everybody in the country's offered that kid, everybody shifts down to number two. You're way high on that list. So I imagine there's pressure for you to commit sooner rather than later. When do you plan on making a decision? Is that coming or is that going to wait until later?
I mean, for me, it's really just going to come down to what's comfortable for me. I've been honored to have received a lot of offers to play football. And for me, it's just really going to come down to comfort. Cause they're all got, all the schools, you know, they have great facilities, great academic support. They're going to get you the network that you're going to need to succeed off the field, I believe. So for me, it's just really going to come down to comfort because you kind of already explored, you know, what you like in a football program, what you like from an academic standpoint. So just to be comfortable at a university is a big thing. And I'm not going to give you a specific answer just because it could be a week from now. It could be summertime. Ideally, I want to do it before my senior season, before I put the pads on. That's my goal as far as a deadline. So it could be any point from there.
So what do you have left in terms of, maybe you haven't scheduled them, but schools you either want to see again or are in your group of top schools that you're considering, where are you at with that?
Well, you kind of hear those three schools that have kind of been the hub as far as Cal Berkeley, Boise State, and Oregon State. Those are schools that, for me, that I have developed very good relationships with, just as far as I've visited, and they keep very consistent contact. Schools that have really boosted up just consistent contact are a few of the SECs, Vanderbilt, Georgia, Tennessee as well. And then these Ivy Leagues have actually offered me a few of them, have offered me two. That would be something, you know, that I would like to go check out. But really those three schools have been just recruiting me very hard. And then Georgia has been recruiting me really hard recently. Utah has as well. So it's just been an awesome experience. And for me, like I said, it's just going to come down to comfort. So depending on if I, you know, confirm some visits, I think it's just going to help me analyze and help me make a decision sooner based off of how I'm feeling.
Talking to four-star quarterback Hank Bachmeier, are you planning a visit to Oregon State again? I know you went before. Would you like to visit again before you make a decision, or is that still very much in flux?
Yeah, I was actually talking to Coach Lindgren. I might have talked on the phone with him yesterday or the day before, and we're trying to finalize something as far as maybe an official visit or an unofficial visit. It's definitely something in play as far as a place that I would like to go see again. Because when I went up there, it was, I think it was spring break, where they had just started school and they hadn't started spring ball yet. So I talked a lot of scheme, and I really hadn't been up there to just check the city out and check the facilities and just kind of get a feel for Corvallis. And I didn't really get to see as far as the just practice and everything like that. So that'd be something that I would like to see. And Coach Lindgren was mentioning something like, because it's a quarter system, trying to get out there when school is still going on. So I'm still trying to figure something out. I got to finalize that and figure it out with my family. So it's definitely something in play.
We're kindred spirits in our love of cartoons, so you're automatically one of my favorites. But you're such a smart kid, a nice kid. I'm really rooting for you no matter where you end up. I'll be rooting for you, Hank. Thank you very much for joining the show. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Cal, Boise State, Oregon State are kind of the three.
But there's a lot of schools he doesn't.
But he's got an offer from Georgia and Tennessee. Mm-hmm. And those schools are big time. I mean, this is a big time program altering kid. And I think Oregon State's got a really, really good chance. And I don't, you know, they've offered a number of four-star quarterbacks, a number of four-star prospects in the past, and we didn't have them on the show to talk about it because I didn't necessarily feel like there was a legit shot. I think there's a legit chance that Oregon State adds the nation's number 5 pro-style quarterback. That would be incredible and speaks to what we were talking about when Smith first got hired. He finds quarterbacks, he goes after them, and he knows how to recruit elite quarterbacks. That's what you need in Corvallis to turn things around.
It's interesting to hear him say all the positive things about the coaches, because a lot of the times, at least recently when we've talked to the potential Beaver recruits, they're kind of vague about the Beavs. And that was a very specific, detailed, he wants to come back to Corvallis. That's a positive in my mind. He's thinking about it. It's certainly under big consideration for him.
And what helps too is Coach Lindgren has been recruiting him since he was a freshman. Now Lindgren was at Colorado, but that relationship is years long. So even though it's a new staff, some of these relationships go back a long way. So it's not just that Oregon State's picked it up recently. It's that these are all separate relationships he had from other programs. And now all these coaches are at the same spot and he likes all of them. So that has really helped. It's consolidated all that interest into three different coaches that he knew before all at one school. Oregon State is not just interested in Hank Bachmeier, obviously. There are a number of big time targets they're going after, hosting a bunch of them this weekend. We'll go over that next on Recruiting with Andrew Nemec on 1080 The Fan.
From 5 stars to unknown prospects, we cover them all. From Oregon Live, this is Recruiting with Andrew Nemec on 1080 The Fan.
I opened the show giving credit to Oregon State for doing a better job with in-state recruiting and recruiting in general. And you heard it from Hank Bachmeier in that last segment, the nation's number 5 pro-style quarterback. He's strongly considering the Beavers. They've done a remarkable job at getting people to believe they can turn it around. And I think it's a two-headed effort. You've got Mike Riley, who says, I've won here before. And you've got Jonathan Smith, who said, I won here before as a player and as a quarterback. I know exactly what it takes to build a winner in Corvallis. And that's resonating. And there's interest. And there's not just interest for the spring game. There's interest day in, day out. And this weekend, we're seeing some of that. They've got a number of big-time talents coming through. And are they five stars? No. But they're guys with multiple Pac-12 offers. And that's important. That's something they haven't consistently had, especially when kids are paying their own way to get there. In the spring, unless it's an official visit, they're paying their own way. Four-star wide receiver Tariq Luckett. Three-star safety William Nemo. Three-star wide receiver tight end Blake Thorpe. Three-star tight end Diego Fuimanoa. I'm not going to get that one right. Three-star defensive lineman Kelson Hennessy. Three-star receiver Anthony Gould. The two commitments. Three-star athlete Simon Thompson from West Salem. The list goes on. And again, these guys are paying their own way. Lynch, it feels different. We talked about, and you mentioned during the break, Hank Bachmeier's interest level sounds different. Yes, he's interested. He also sounds excited about that interest. And it's a level, and whether it's Anthony Gould, Kelson Hennessy, Hank Bachmeier, we're hearing a different level of excitement in the recruits' voices about Oregon State. And it shows.
The reason I brought it up about the more detail is so many of the kids that you've brought on have been very just kind of vague about Oregon State. They talk about it. They're given the generic answers, and he was excited about it. You're right. He had an excitement in his voice. He liked talking about all the coaches who have been recruiting him. And frankly, I think that's kind of an interesting thing too, both with the Beavs and the Ducks, is that they both seem to be employing the everybody recruit the kid method. Multiple, or at least multiple coaches recruit the kid method and talk to him all the time. I know that now there's no limits on how many messages you can send, social media and stuff like that. So just stay on the kid. And even Masefuna said it, that I forget his friend's name that he's been talking about.
Keon Warehouse.
Keon.
Yeah.
That they were the only school to keep in touch when he was injured.
Yeah.
And it sounds like something that would be small, like, hey, you know, it's just a message here and there, but to somebody making that big of a life choice, and they have all these coaches vying after them, and that Oregon was the only one to do that and stay in touch, and that all three Oregon State coaches are talking to Hank, that's big. And I'm sure it's going on everywhere, but we haven't seen it as much here recently.
And that was one of my big gripes about the last staff. It's not that I've decided, okay, now I'm going to be positive about Oregon State. The tone is different. And I had somebody ask me yesterday, have you ever heard a kid go in or leave an official visit or leave a visit and say, it sucked, I hated it? No. It's a good point. No. But you can hear it in a kid's voice when it's like, yeah, it was a good trip. Or, man, I loved it. It was amazing. There's a huge difference there. And maybe the quotes read the same. I'm not sure. Maybe I'm too close to it. But a quote that like, it was a good trip, we'll see, is a whole lot different than I loved it, it felt like home. And right now from Oregon State, we're getting a lot more of the I loved it, I bonded with the staff, it felt like home. And sometimes it is as simple as making a personal connection and staying on a kid. I talked to Oregon State recruits late in the last recruiting cycle, whether it was Gary Anderson or Corey Hall. And you'd hear kids say, well, I hear from Oregon State about once a week, one coach, once a week. That doesn't work. You can't do that. And it's not even a hard criticism to make. You've got Oregon coaches, like, you know, you heard Masefuna say, Coach Salavea hits me up every morning with an inspirational quote, and then I'm talking to other coaches. That's the expectation in modern recruiting. And Gary Anderson and his staff weren't doing it. They are now, and they deserve a lot of credit for that. They deserve a lot of credit for that because it doesn't take much. It's just a genuine all-out approach. And they're doing it finally. And it's working. Two commitments early from in-state. The nation's number 5 pro-style quarterback is interested. When's the last time, other than Derek Anderson, who is from this state, Sean Mannion comes to mind, that Oregon State seriously made a run at a top 5 to 10 quarterback in the entire country without a tie that's like, my dad went there, or I'm from the state? It says something. It means something. And it's improvement. It's visible, clear improvement.
It's a good sign. And again, I don't want to be the negative Nancy over here, but all of this is great. But once we get on the field, it's going to be a whole different story. And
That's a good point.
Oregon State has gigantic mountain to climb to gain the trust of their fans back after the last season. The last season was such an embarrassment for a team that was expecting 6 wins, a bowl game, that they were almost certain they could get to 6 wins in a bowl game. To have a season like they did last year and have your coach quit on you and all the bad stuff that did wind up happening, it's going to take a lot to get the trust back. And I know it's helpful to have Jonathan Smith, who's the hero, the local hero, and it's helpful, and they'll give him a long leash. And Oregon State's expectations are very low in terms of compared to the rest of the Pac-12, so it's not going to be like, oh my God, instantly fire this guy. But you're going to need to start to see some results on the field, as well as continue the positive momentum off the field in the recruiting.
100% agree. You're absolutely right. I have a tendency, because I'm so focused on recruiting, that I look at things in a recruiting vacuum. And I see progress in the way they're approaching things, in their ability to identify talent in the state. And I consider that progress. But you're absolutely right, Lynch. A lot of progress can be undone on the recruiting trail, even if you're contacting kids every day, if you're 0-12. You have to win. They need to win a few games this year to say, okay, we're better than we were last year.
And it can't be, in my opinion... And look, I'm a Syracuse fan. I get being bad at football, so don't...
You have Eric Dungy.
Don't pretend
Syracuse is good, and Donovan McNabb.
Yeah, and Dwight Freeney, and Marvin
Syracuse
Harrison.
Is used to victories on the college...
That's not
okay,
true.
Maybe not.
When I was there, it wasn't true.
No, I'm just giving you a hard time.
I know. We had the Gerg, the Greg Robinson, and...
Nice.
He was awful. We won one game a year for every year I was there. So I understand. It's not like I'm coming at you from this pedestal saying this, and this, but... I don't want this year to be like 2 wins, but they looked good in most of their games. I don't want to see that, because that's just a moral victory, and who likes moral victories?
We talked to Masa Funa. The takeaway, I think he picks Oregon, and I think he maybe picks Oregon as soon as this weekend. He'd be the highest rated linebacker in the history of the program.
The second that interview ended, I was certain he's picking Oregon.
I think he's picking Oregon. And I wouldn't guarantee it. I wouldn't bet my life on it, but I feel pretty confident. Hank Bachmeier looks like a serious, serious candidate to be the future Oregon State quarterback. Would I guarantee it? Again, no. But Oregon State's very much in the mix for the nation's number five pro-style passer. Next week, we're going to have to wrap up this spring game visitor list. We'll preview Oregon State's. We'll go over Oregon's. I'm predicting that Oregon gets a commitment or two or three. We'll be back next week, recruiting with Andrew Nemec on 1080 The Fan. Thanks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.